Welcome back to the Behind the Saints podcast, located at the 88.3 radio station, where we get to know the Siena Saint athletes outside of their sport. I am your host, Riley Carpenter, and our featured guest today is junior Maddie Buck on the swim and dive team.
Hi, guys.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's chilly this morning.
I know. Maddie and I were just talking about that because we have class together.
Yeah.
We're in the same group. She's a business major.
Business girls.
How are you doing with the cold?
I wish it was warm. Like, the weather changed so fast, like the 70 degrees last week, and all of a sudden it's 25 in the morning.
Right. So guys, Maddie's from Maine. What was that like coming from Maine to here? Is it pretty like similar?
Yeah, I'd say it's really similar. It's a lot more busy around this area, but right. The weather's like the same.
Yeah, I would say so. I love Maine in the summer.
Yeah, it's really nice in the summer in the ocean. I am an ocean girl for sure.
So are you like close to the ocean or...
Yeah, I live on the ocean in the summer, so it's, like, nice.
Look at you. I'm so jealous. Yeah, no, Maine's awesome. Food's good. All of that's good. So I was looking. You have had quite a successful career so far at Siena. Guys, she's broken, like, pool records in her swim groups and stuff like that. All-time top 10 performers. What has that kind of been like for you?
It's been really exciting. Growing as a team, and like the relays have been really good, and I'm excited for this year, especially our team's getting really fast.
Right. I was going to say, you guys have been off to a really good start. So
yeah.
What is that kind of, and now you're an upperclassman, so.
It's definitely different being an upperclassman than an underclassman. It's a different perspective, but I'm just really excited to see where the season takes us. We have like a double meet this weekend and tomorrow, should be a tough challenge, which is exciting.
Yeah. So where are you headed to this weekend?
Pennsylvania. And then we have a home meet on Sunday.
Oh, cool. So do you swim in like a couple events when you do your meets, or are you kind of in one or two?
Yeah, I usually do anywhere from like the 2 and the 5 at a meet to like the 500 freestyle or the 1,000 and the 500.
Okay. So what is your pre-meet routine?
Oh, my pre-meet routine. I like to make sure I get a good breakfast, usually a protein shake or something, and a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then do some stretching, active warm-up, and listen to my jams.
Yes. Gotta have the good playlist.
Yes.
So how did you get started with swimming?
I started when I was 8. This is funny. I was in swim lessons, and then I joined the team, and I refused to swim in the swim meets. I didn't want people watching me swim. It was just scary. But my mom said if I wanted to keep swimming, I had to be on the meets. So kind of started from there.
Aw. So yeah, so you've come a long way then.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get you into do the meet.
No.
So like kind of is swimming like a sport that your family did? Like I know you have 3 brothers. Is that kind of how it started? Or was it just, I'm going to try something new?
Yeah. My dad swam in high school and in college. And then I just really liked the water. And then I started it for my brothers. All 3 of them swim. They're younger than me. But it's just like kind of fun to be like a family on the pool deck.
Yeah, no, that's super cool. And, you know, like something that brings your family close together and stuff.
Yeah.
So when did you kind of realize that it was going to get serious? Like, okay, maybe this is what I'm going to do at the next level?
That's a good question. I just always wanted to continue swimming because I don't know what like I would do without it. Mm-hmm. It just kind of is a routine and a pace, and it helps me not procrastinate in school, right. Which is good. But I just really wanted to push it, I guess.
Yeah. And then, so what was your like kind of visit when you came to Siena? What made that deciding factor for you?
So I came during COVID time, so I didn't get to like see the team or anything. It was like all Zoom. But when I walked around campus, it just felt like home and everybody was so happy and like wearing all their Siena gear. And I was like, I want to go here.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so cute. So you just knew basically.
Yeah. I just got like a feeling and I was like, I need to go here.
Yeah. And then are you like a couple hours from home? So it's not terrible.
Like 6.5. It's not that.
It's not terrible.
No. It can be done in a day. It's not the rough.
Yeah. Especially here because I feel like there's athletes and students from all over the place, so
yeah, like
it's more comforting. It's like, all right, not everybody's home,
not everybody can just go home. Like my roommate, she Kylie on the swim team, she's from Hawaii, so we're kind of in the same boat where we can't really go home.
You need to go visit her.
I did. It was did? Her home is amazing.
I was gonna say, what did you guys do when you visited her?
We went to the beach a lot.
Yeah. So is she like 2 seconds from the beach too?
Yeah. It's very different beaches though. Like I'm really rocky and she has sands.
Yeah. So that's a fun experience. Was there anything else you guys did that was super fun?
Hung out with her family. It was really good getting to know them.
Yeah.
And like just going on hikes was fun.
Yeah. So when did you do that?
2 summers ago. So going into the sophomore year.
Okay. And then have you guys been roommates since your freshman year?
This is our first year being roommates. It's
and really where going are well. You living?
We're in Snyder.
It's in so the big nice. Leagues now.
Yeah. I love having our own bathroom.
Yeah. No, I think everyone can relate to that. So this is the BTS podcast. I am your host, Riley Carpenter. We are located in the 88.3 radio station today. And I am here with junior Maddie Buck on the swim and dive team. So you're just talking about Maddie's Hawaii trip, which I'm so jealous of. But I know you don't have that much free time, but when you do, like, what are some things that you like to do?
I'm really a creative person, so I like to do painting or like photography in my free time, or quite frankly, just find new coffee shops. I love coffee.
I do too. What's your favorite one up here? I need a recommendation.
Up here right now, I'd have to say is Iron Coffee. It's on Madison Ave, I think.
Yes.
Have you been?
Yeah, it's so good there.
So good. And it's such a little small and cute little vibe.
I know. I'm trying to think of what, it's not really like a coffee place. It's like a brunch place, like maybe like Ugly Rooster, it's called.
Ooh.
Ugly Rooster. There's something
else. The coffee places with the funny names are the best.
Are the best, but you should try it. I think it's somewhere in Troy. I'll get back
to you. Okay, I'll have to go. I also love Jacob Alejandro's in Troy.
Yes, that's a good one too. What do you like take pictures of? Everything?
I like taking pictures of like nature and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, everything.
So do you have like the camera and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took a photography class here last semester, and that was really cool because I have a creative arts minor.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. So what do you kind of want to do with that?
That's a good question.
Or do you have, like, any plans?
I know I just know I really want to do my own thing and have, like, my own business, but I'm not really sure where I want to take that.
That is so cool. I'm going to need you to teach me some photo, some photo poses.
Yeah.
I'm kind of all over the place. Do you have any internships coming up?
I'm looking into getting one for this next coming summer, but as of right now, I'm still looking.
Yeah. And then you get to go home. Would you want to go home for an internship, or are you kind of like...
Either I'd go home or I'd go to Boston. I have relatives outside of the city, so it would be a pretty quick commute.
Yeah, I love Boston. My friend goes there. I'm like, oh, it's beautiful.
I know, and it's like nice and like busy too, which is a very different vibe from here.
Yeah. What do you like usually do when you're down there?
In Boston?
Yeah.
Go on like walk around and shop, I guess, or I'll go to like the beaches if it's in the summer.
Have you tried the aquarium yet?
Yes.
The aquarium might be my favorite thing.
Oh my gosh. I actually went there for school trips in like high school and middle school. We would go down all the way to Boston and tour the city.
It's so cute. Like the little seals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just puts me in a good mood. I'm like, how am I 20? And I'm like still
obsessed with the aquarium. They're so cute though.
That's like so much fun. I'm trying to think. You got any Red Sox games?
Yeah. Bruins.
Bruins. Yes.
New Englander.
Okay, yeah. So my dad's whole side is from down there. So we're big Bruins, Pats, and
Red Sox.
Red Sox, yeah.
Celtics, yep, all the above.
One time we were going down there for a Red Sox game. My mom got the tickets for the whole family. We're about to go in. They scan our tickets. We got hosed. So I was so devastated. So missed out on that year. That was a while ago, and then we went a little bit more recently, and I was like, we need to go more because this
is
fun.
They're fun.
Yeah I haven't hit any Pats games.
I haven't either. I've been to the Gillette Stadium for like concerts, but not like an actual game.
Any favorite concert at Gillette? I haven't been there yet.
I saw Taylor Swift, not the most recent one, but it was really good.
Tell me about that. Who did you go with?
My friend Sydney. She lives in Horsehead, New York. Yeah.
Okay.
That was fun.
So you guys like made a day out of that and went there. I've heard Gillette's kind of a nightmare though, a little bit. It just gets so packed.
Yeah, I don't remember it that much. It was a few years ago, but it did start raining. That definitely added to the show. The magic. Yeah.
Nope, it's fine. I feel like Taylor Swift shows are always raining.
Yes.
She's always like soaked like in a bedazzled suit, but she looks great.
She looks good doing it, so it's okay.
So what are your thoughts then on, I can't believe I'm bringing this up, but her and Travis Kelce?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have an opinion. I'm just watching.
I think I hate it. I don't know why. Unpopular opinion, I think, but it's just such a random couple.
It is really random, but...
And now it's like, I'm a big football girl. I love the Steelers. Sorry, Dad. But like every time I'm watching Sunday football, I'm like, I feel like it's a Taylor Swift like show. You don't even see.
I know. And they keep like popping her up on like the little thing on
the
side.
Corner, and
like,
they
why?
They catch him like so dirty too, like looking up, like when he's supposed to be looking at the game. I'm like, this guy's going to get fired.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's the... You know, I'm not a big Taylor Swift girl, but that concert, I would have loved to experience that Eras Tour.
Yeah. I like her older stuff better, like Fearless.
I do too. Yeah. I don't love like the new like remakes of her albums Mm-mm. and stuff, but like I see why people like it.
Yeah.
Some people are hardcore, but is there any other artists that you like?
I really like Tate McRae.
I love her.
Yes, she actually was at in Boston, and I wanted to go so bad at the beginning of the year.
Can we go?
Yes.
Because, like, I'll, like, say her name to people, and people are like, who?
Who?
And I'm like, you have to be kidding me, because I've been following her since she was, like, making music in her mm-hmm. basement, and now she's, like, huge.
Now she's, like, huge and went on tour with Charlie on a Friday.
I know.
They're both good.
No, they are. Do you like Olivia Rodrigo?
I don't.
Really?
No, okay, I think I like country too.
Yeah, okay. I like country too. I went to Morgan Wallen.
I love Morgan Wallen and Zach Bryan.
Yep,
and,
Zach Bryan's yep. good. Did you go to the, Morgan Wallen was actually up here like I think 2 years ago. Best concert ever.
Mob. No, I did not go to him.
No, you have to add him to the list. He's a yes. good one to go.
I'll have to.
So again, this is the Behind the Saints podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We are located in the 88.3 radio station. Today I'm here with junior Maddie Buck on the swim and dive team. We were just talking about our favorite artists. Got a little sidetracked there, but kind of back to swimming. What's your best piece of advice that you've like gained so far in college?
I'd have to say just relax.
Yeah.
Like my first meet, I was so nervous.
Aww.
I was like, it was not a good vibe.
Yeah.
But then after like relaxing and getting a few under your belt, you realize it's like, it's just another day and you can move on from it.
Yeah.
And just relax and be calm.
Yeah. So, because I've done a couple interviews so far, like I talked to a few other athletes and that were kind of going through the same thing that you went through. So how did you kind of finally just break out of it and just kind of got into like your own zone and stop worrying?
I think I felt more comfortable with the team. And like once I like felt like I had a place here at Siena, it just like all came together.
Yeah.
And like there's a lot of people like supporting you, which is really nice.
Yeah. And you have a big family. You have a lot of brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very helpful.
Yeah, so that's good. You have that. And then obviously teammates and coaches who are supportive are always special.
Yeah.
What was that kind of like, you know, you get into like that, I wouldn't say like rut, but that feeling, like what do you think your coaches kind of did to help you too?
They were definitely very comforting. Like, it's okay. It's just your first meet and your first season. Like coming in as a freshman, you're like little and scared.
I know.
And you just have the upperclassmen to look up to and they're really helpful.
Yeah.
And now being an upperclassman, it's a lot different.
So do you think you've kind of taken the way that the upperclassmen like treated you and like kind of took certain like things they did to help the new freshmen coming in?
Yeah, I think so. I think I like to be really encouraging and like help and lift in practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would your coaches and teammates describe you?
Describe me. probably, I don't know. I'm very talkative.
See, this is crazy because I feel like you're so quiet in class.
I'm very quiet in class, but I'm pretty talkative. I dance whenever.
Yes.
But I just say talkative, maybe?
Yeah, like upbeat.
Upbeat, happy.
Yeah.
I like to be happy. I dance a lot behind the blocks at a meet. yeah, dance into my like Roddy Ricch and my headphones.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So can you like put them in until like up until mm-hmm. you're about to go?
Yep.
That's cool. I don't think I've ever watched a swim meet before.
Oh, you'll have to.
What's it kind of like?
They're pretty fast and slow at the same time because they're like long, but like the events go pretty quickly, especially because we're an only girls team. So when we have dual meets, it's just girls heats going back and forth.
Yeah.
So it's definitely pretty fast.
Would you say, like, is it like a couple hours and then like you're done? Is it all
day? Probably like 2.5 to 3.
Okay.
So it's not that bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
And you're not like racing the whole time because there's like breaks because like there's other events and then there's diving. So it takes a decent amount of time. Yeah.
So what was it like when you guys broke, like, I know you had groups like where you broke pool records, like the 400 free and 800 and 800 again. So what was that like for you when you guys did that?
That was really exciting. Those were relay teams. I think one of them was at max and we all like got out of the pool and we're like hugging each other and smiling so big. That was a really good like finale to end the meet.
Yeah.
And wrap up the season.
Yeah. And then your freshman year, you got like you were a finalist for Sienna Female Rookie of the Year. Were you expecting that kind of, or were you surprised?
I was surprised a little bit. Yeah. I thought I did really well during the season. And like placed at max and stuff, but I didn't think of that.
Yeah. And I think for like most freshmen, they don't go into school thinking like, oh, I'm going to kill it here. Like you kind of get nervous. I mean, at least I was like my freshman year when I was playing a sport, I was like super nervous about it.
Yeah.
And then for you to like get through all those jitters and stuff, that's impressive. Because I wouldn't have been able, I didn't do that.
That's okay. I don't know. I just go with the flow.
Right. So is your family able to like come up to meets a lot, or is it hard just because they are pretty far?
They sometimes come to the closer ones. Like I think the closest one this year for them is like 5 hours.
Awesome.
Which is in 2 weeks, the Connecticut meet.
Oh, so you're probably excited.
I'll see them there. But usually they come to like one or two.
Yeah. So who's the Connecticut meet against? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
It's like a couple, is it?
I think it's a tri meet.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure all the teams.
So do you normally, is it meets with like a bunch of teams, or do they usually just do it like two?
So we have some meets where it's just us and another team, and then there's like tri meets where there's three, and then the championship meets are like a whole bunch of teams.
Yeah. And then was that in Buffalo last year?
Yeah. And this year it's in Ohio.
It's in Ohio?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that one?
Ah, that's really far. And I don't know. It'll be a different like scenery change.
Right. Because what was I going to say? Yeah, Buffalo, it was freezing probably. Ohio.
Yeah.
I've never been to Ohio.
Me
so
either.
I don't really know.
It's farther away.
Yeah. So
we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be fun though. Did you know that golf has their MAC finals at Disney, or maybe not at Disney, but in Florida?
Oh, that's sick.
Not fair.
No, they can get a tan and play.
I know. But I guess, yeah.
That's really cool, though.
I was laughing because I had Dan Brooks on here, and he was talking about how they literally get to go down there and have a couple days. I was like, I feel like that should be for all MAC sports, because why are some in Buffalo and some are in Florida?
Yeah.
But that's exciting. What was it? I'm trying to think of like how I should ask this, but what was like your proudest moment as an athlete here so far? I know, I mean, you have a lot, but
I'd say my proudest moment as an athlete would have been my race freshman year at max, my 500, when I got out of the pool and I literally couldn't walk. I knew I had gave it my all and I was so proud of my time.
Yeah.
That I would just have to say is the proudest moment for me.
That's impressive.
I felt weak.
Yeah, no, that is like, that's how you know. Like, they can't say anything.
And it means that like all the work I put in all this season, the whole season, like paid off, which was nice.
Yeah, and it's probably like that feeling like I finally got over just all of it. That's insane.
And that was like I was like injured in high school, so that was like my first like big race back, which was nice.
Oh, really? What did you hurt?
I broke my back.
How did you do that?
Swimming. It's a long story. Aww. Yeah, but I'm good now.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you just kind of, because injuries are tough, so how did you kind of just get over or deal with that mental aspect of it?
It was definitely hard, but I just like reminded myself like that I love the sport,
mm-hmm.
and it just makes me happy. So right. I just wanted to keep pushing to like improve myself so I could swim in college.
Yeah. Was that something where it was like you were like in the breeze, you had to do PT and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I had a
shout out to my PT cat. Yes. I love her.
Okay. I don't know where, but we love.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, back's tough because I had a teammate who did that and she was pretty bummed out too. It's just because
it's hard to watch everybody else.
It is. And especially because it's like she was like, I don't feel terrible, but like I know I can't do this. But that's impressive of you to just kind of keep sticking with it. Because that's hard.
Yeah.
Do you have any short-term goals that you want to accomplish this year?
This year, I definitely want to get some best times.
Yes, add more to the list.
But I just want to, a short-term goal, like, just do really well as a team, I'd say, for Max. Like, I think we can place really well this year.
Yeah. Because do you have a lot of returners? Or is it kind of new?
We have a really big freshman class, so it's more freshmen than returners.
So how has it been kind of getting them settled in? And
it's been really good. I feel like we're bonding really well as a team.
Yeah.
We're all getting close.
Yeah. What's like your team dynamic? Like, do you guys spend a lot of time together?
Yeah, we have practice like in the morning, so we'll always go to breakfast after, like whoever doesn't have class, or dinner after practice at night, which is nice to like all talk.
Right. What's like your typical daily routine?
So Monday, I'll wake up for practice. It's at 6:30 to 8, and then lift 8 to 9, breakfast with the team, yes. and then usually a shower and a nap.
I don't blame you.
Get some homework in, and then I have class not until like 2:40, which isn't bad.
Yeah. So do you
And then practice at night. So.
Okay. So you are really going all day.
Yeah, and then I chill at night. Usually, yeah. I can't do homework late, so I have to get it done in the day.
Right. So, like, how long are your practices?
The longest one's 2 hours.
Okay, so you're not, like, there all night.
No.
How do you kind of manage being an athlete on top of being successful academically?
I'd say I've gotten a handle of it now that I'm, like, a junior.
Yeah.
But it's just learning not to procrastinate and just getting on top of your work and making sure it's done, not missing assignments and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's like the heart. I think that's probably the biggest adjustment because you don't realize if you procrastinate in college, I wish
you're
you so
screwed.
Much. I mean, I do it.
I do too, but like
with our project.
Yep.
Maddie and I have a group project and I feel like we have like a month to do it, get it done.
We wait till the last week.
Week, and then everybody has questions. I'm in shambles. I'm like,
yep.
It's fine.
It's fine, though. We pulled it off.
We always pull it off, and that's why I love our group in that class, because I was kind of hoping that class wasn't, like, on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I give you props, because Maddie does the hard part of the project. She's like, you did the numbers. She's
yeah,
like punching,
I did the budget.
She's crunching a budget and presenting it. I was like, meanwhile, I'm like slapping pictures on the slide.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you. You're the best for that.
You too.
What club teams or like other extracurricular activities were you involved with when you were in high school?
In high school, I was involved with like, it's called ABS Leadership. It was like a leadership program where we'd like help the community and stuff, and also like do freshman first day.
And
like be mentors for them, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. And was swim your only high school sport?
I did club swim. I didn't actually do a high school sport.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I did. I did tennis for 1 year.
For a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, but
tennis is hard.
Yeah, it was fun. I really liked it.
So, yeah, you got recruited basically just from club?
Mm-hmm.
Did your school have a team or was it kind of just
They
like-
did, but they only had like, it was a smaller pool and a smaller team, and right. I just wanted to focus on one practice.
Yeah, so. And I feel like being in that situation just sets you up for more.
Yeah.
Success.
Like a lot of people, their like club teams and high school teams like kind of coincide.
Okay.
But mine were really different.
Yeah. So I think ours, my high school, it was like all together. Like you had to do it all. And I know some of the girls were like, this is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was all like at the same gym. So, or same pool gym area. Is there a coach or an athlete that you look up to? It's okay if you don't.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really look up to like Dana Vollmer. She's always been like, she's a butterfly. I've always like thought of her since I was little because she had a lot of struggles and injuries in her past.
Yeah.
And I just like watch her progress and I'm like, I can do the same.
Yeah. It's like I'm set back, but.
It's okay.
Have you had any injuries in college so far? Knock on wood.
Yeah. Freshman year, I sprained my rotator cuff. And ow. Then last year, I sprained both my ribs.
Okay, sorry. How do you sprain your ribs?
I did that coughing. I had bronchitis. Oh, yeah.
Ow. Yeah. Were you out for a little bit because of that?
I was. It was kind of a rough season, but it's okay.
But you still did well, is what it's looking like.
Yeah.
Again, this is the Behind the Saints podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We're located in the 88.3 radio station today, and I'm here with junior Maddie Buck on the swim and dive team. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, it was fun.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us? Or I think we got it all.
I don't think so. I had a lot of fun talking. I hope everybody has a great day.
Yes, thank you.